The week-long International AIDS Conference is at its halfway point in Vienna. One of the major and preventable means of HIV infection is between a mother and her child. In 2008, over 400,000 children were infected with HIV worldwide, mainly through mother-to-child transmission. We spoke about the challenges to combating this type of transmission with a senior AIDS prevention advisor for UNAIDS, Karusa Kiragu.
Some of the challenges are regarding whether women access antenatal care in the first place, because the services for prevention of mother-to-child transmission are largely found in the healthcare facilities. A lot of women might go for antenatal care during pregnancy once, but they may not come back again. That continues to be a challenge. But a more important challenge is even before the mother becomes pregnant, it's particularly important that the programs help mothers to avoid HIV infection. One of the most important things that we also need to do is to ensure that children who are born of HIV-infected mothers also are tested, because not all children who are born of HIV-infected mothers are HIV-infected themselves. In fact, the risk of infection, if you are on the current regimens as recommended by WHO last year, can be reduced down to around 5%. So those children who are born from those mothers, they need to be tested and diagnosed right away, so those who are unfortunately who are positive can then be put on treatment. It's particularly important because children who are not put on treatment can have a very high mortality. Half of them would be dead before the age of 2 years.